local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And keeping it rolling here with hour number two on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Getting back to the grind of the regular work week coming off of the extended Memorial Day weekend, the official start of the summer travel season. Big numbers at Pensacola International Airport. We have the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season starting on Saturday this week. Both Escambia and Santa Rosa County emergency managers, public information departments having their annual media roundtables, talking about anything new, talking about best practices and getting information out. And really that starts with preparedness. It's not the first 72 is on you anymore. It's first week ready, 1 week ready, I should say. So we will, with that in mind, we'll have a lot in our local headlines there talking about the hurricane preparedness, and in our state headlines as well. Senator Rick Scott starting his tour around Florida, preaching hurricane preparedness and safety as well this week. It is 512. The text line is open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111, as we start with today's top three stories. Closing arguments in New York taking place today in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. Prosecution delivering their arguments after the defense team completed theirs in the morning. Deliberations could start as soon as tomorrow. The State Department wants a full investigation into the Israeli strike in Rafah over the weekend that killed dozens of Palestinians.
Earlier today, Israel announced the results of a preliminary investigation and said that this strike was carried out using the smallest bomb in their arsenal, targeting terrorists 1.7 kilometers away from the Al-Mawasi area where this fire took place. The IDF is continuing to investigate this matter and has promised that its investigation will be swift.
That's State Department spokesman Matt Miller. Says that Israel must minimize civilian harm as it carries out targeted operations in the city. And back in the States, at least 23 people dead after severe weather smacking parts of the central and southern U.S. Over 700,000 people in Texas remain without power today. Sunday being called the most active severe storm day of 2024 so far, with thunderstorms and high winds hitting parts of the Northeast yesterday. And dangerous heat over the next few days for those in much of Texas, central Gulf Coast, and southern Florida as well. Definitely doesn't feel cool here either. Look at the forecast. Here's Joe Neubauer.
Another hot and sunny day ahead for Wednesday across northwest Florida. We'll continue in the low to mid 90s. Lots of sunshine. Please stay cool out there. Have lots of water and sunscreen if you plan to be out for an extended period of time. Thankfully, Thursday and Friday, the temperatures come back down into the mid to upper 80s. By the weekend, we're in the middle 80s squarely, but some chances for rain begin to crop in for Saturday and Sunday. Stay tuned. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
And looking at the roads here, we've got just a few spots to keep an eye on. Starting with Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound, towards 10 Mile Road, we still have some backups over there. Likely some runoff from an accident report we had early last hour. Also got some issues on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Maybe a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you are traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And some if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, and that's if you're approaching Highway 87. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Joe?
All right, thank you very much. So again, as we said at the open there, the Atlantic hurricane season start is just 4 days away. Saturday, June 1st, marks the official start. Last week, we had NOAA's official forecast for the Atlantic hurricane season, calling it their most aggressive in terms of the number of named storms, as well as the what they're calling for as far as a Cat 3 or higher and the number of hurricanes. Here is Tom Lloyd, emergency manager for Santa Rosa County.
Every storm is different. Granted, they name storms now. And there are times where I wish that they wouldn't do that, because some people say, well, Hurricane Ivan, I made it through Hurricane Ivan and it was Category X, or it was this, that, the other thing. Really, when you categorize a storm, it only talks about the wind speed. It doesn't take into account the storm surge. That's the killer.
And more coming up in our state headlines as it relates to the disaster preparedness aspect of it. Again, it's not the first 72 on you anymore. The official messaging from the state as well as local emergency managers is 1 week ready. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves having his weekly news conference today talking about holiday airport traffic.
Obviously extremely busy. 28,583 passengers were screened. That's not incoming passengers. That's just 28,583 that were catching a flight in planements during Memorial Day holiday.
And Reeves says that means that around 57,000 total passengers passed through one way or the other. That's a 16% jump from last year's Memorial Day weekend. Also, after receiving bids from Waste Pro and Adam Sanitation for the revamped recycling program, the city is moving to negotiate with Adams. Mayor Reeves says once negotiations are complete, residents will have a few months to decide if they want to opt in.
The steps will be is we will work out internally and externally with Adams what the new 2.0 recycling will look like. And at that point, we will have at least 90 days and maybe more of onboarding, right? We need people to call in, to opt in, to sign up. We want to make sure everybody understands it. We want to get, you know, before we put recycling cans back out, we want to put stickers with the correct information of what can be recycled.
Adams proposing weekly pickup at $8 per household. However, Reeves says the city may opt for biweekly depending on how many residents opt in. Also, a local massage therapist facing multiple accusations of inappropriate behavior during sessions. 64-year-old Joseph Long is charged with battery after six clients filed reports against him. One of those talking with Channel 3 today.
Starts rubbing my stomach. And at this point, I'm like, nobody rubs your stomach. That's definitely, you know, like all of this has not been a mistake or an accident. So I start freaking out.
And Sheriff Chip Simmons says one of the complainants declined to press charges and others passed the statute of limitations. Long owns Waterfall Massage on 9 Mile Road. He was arrested back on the 10th and released on $70,000 bond. He'll be arraigned on charges in July. Cops in Fort Walton Beach say a resident jailed last week for calling in a fake bomb threat to the Fort Walton Beach Police Department. 43-year-old Scarlett Williams charged with false report concerning planning a bomb, explosive, or weapon of mass destruction. Fort Walton Beach police say they investigated the claim and they were quickly able to identify Williams as the caller. 518, we'll take a break there. A look at our state and national news next on Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
In an ever-changing world, it's important to know that God never changes. Governments change, interest rates change, the seasons change, relationships and even stoplights change. But the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It says in the book of James that in God there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Malachi 3:6, God says, I am the Lord, I change not. The God that parted the Red Sea for Moses and the children of Israel to walk on dry land is the same God who can provide a way of escape from your trial. The God who dropped manna from heaven can provide heavenly nourishment for you today. In a world full of changes, rejoice in the fact that Jesus never changes.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
A few pounds, tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high.
Pensacola right now, Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your drive home. Hopefully we provide you just a little bit of infotainment, also keeping you safe on our roadways and the weather forecasts. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly around here, and had a very strong contingent of representatives from the stations today. Of course, not only talking about news radio, but our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, with the media roundtables, both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties having their discussions centered around hurricane preparedness with the start of the official Atlantic hurricane season now just a few days away, 4 days away, starting on Saturday, June 1st. Austin, what do the roads look like right now as folks getting back to work and the normal grind?
Well, let's see. Pensacola Boulevard still has some pretty heavy backups. If you are traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, that's basically going to have you backed up to 9 Mile Road. And then Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10, we've got some pretty heavy issues in those areas as well. Then it's going to be North Davis Highway, traveling northbound, just passing Creighton Road and approaching I-10. That's going to cause you some minor hiccups over there. Hopefully that shouldn't last too long. The last major spot is going to be if you are traveling westbound. This is on Navarre Parkway, and if you are approaching Highway 87.
All right, Joe Neubauer's got the forecast.
Hot and sunny weather continues into Wednesday. We'll have highs in the low to mid-90s once again, so please stay cool out there. Some of the hottest weather of the year so far here for 2024. So Wednesday looks to be blisteringly hot. Thursday and Friday, we see an improvement as high temperatures cool into the mid to upper 80s. Some cloud cover moves in. And by the weekend, highs are in the mid to lower 80s as some chances for rain sneak on in Saturday and Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Blisteringly hot. That's what we like to hear.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Looking at our state headlines today, a federal judge is rejecting a gag order request for Donald Trump in his classified documents case. Judge Eileen Cannon says the request came from special counsel Jack Smith. It was wholly lacking in substance and professional courtesy. That sounds harsh. This comes after Trump's campaign alleged the FBI was given the green light to assassinate him at his Mar-a-Lago estate. Smith claimed the former president's comments could result in threats and harassment toward the FBI and witnesses.
And a number of Florida homeschool vouchers are expected to double in size during the upcoming academic year. A state program will allow up to 60,000 families who educate their children at home to apply for vouchers for the 24-25 year. The money is used to buy instructional materials, educational courses, and tutoring services. The program's cap is expected to grow by 40,000 students each year under a law passed last year, and applications will remain open through the beginning of the next school year.
Well, Saturday, June 1st, is not only the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season, but also the start of Florida's first disaster preparedness sales tax holiday. Residents will be able to save on supplies like flashlights, portable generators, and pet food. Let's see. It goes through June 14th. The second event kicks off in late August, closer to the peak of hurricane season.
And there are conflicting feelings about proposed renovations for the home of the Jacksonville Jaguars. A new poll by the Public Opinion Research Lab at the University of North Florida shows that a majority of registered voters support changes to Everbank Stadium. However, 72% of residents surveyed were against the more than $900 million it would take to make the improvements a reality. More than half of those involved in the poll believe the money should go toward other city priorities. This is a situation that always is conjured when we've got these stadium discussions, but especially when the owner is a multi-billionaire.
$12 billion, yeah, according to Forbes. Yeah, and this is now, I think, three times within the last couple of months that we've had cities or states saying a firm no to what has been proposed. Well, I shouldn't say that about Jacksonville. That's not fair. This is just a poll. But we had the Chiefs a couple of years ago say, hey, we need to soup up our stadium. We're coming off back-to-back Super Bowl wins, and, yeah, we want the Chiefs to stay here, right? Right? And
anybody?
I was like, no, we're not paying for it. And then the governor of Illinois, after the Chicago Bears unveiled their proposal that they hyped up as, like, oh, you know, the biggest private investment in the history of civilization, the governor called it a non-starter. And, you know, it's like people are saying no to NFL teams more and more these days when it comes to the public dollars that these teams are asking for new stadiums that, frankly, aren't even that old to begin with. Now, that's not every case, but, you know, Buffalo's has been around for a long time. But, I mean, you've got, I mean, the Falcons, right? I mean, the Georgia Dome was built, what, like 30 years ago, if that? And then, you know, in baseball, you've got the Texas Rangers building a brand new indoor stadium like 25 years after the ballpark at Arlington. You know, these stadiums have like a shorter and shorter shelf life, the more advanced it gets. But anyway, a little too late to start our national headline, so we'll just recap our top three stories of the afternoon. In New York City, closing arguments taking place today for both the defense and the prosecution in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The judge says deliberations for the jury could start as soon as tomorrow. The State Department calling for a full investigation into the Israeli strike in Rafah that killed dozens of Palestinians. Matthew Miller from the State Department says that Israel must minimize civilian harm, and it is too early to draw any broad sweeping assessments into the deadly strike there. And severe storms, Sunday being called the most active severe storm day of 2024 so far, and at least 23 people dead in the central and southern U.S. From the weekend. So tragic story there. 5:30 national news, sports notes, and health, business, and science, and much more still to come. Second half hour of Pensacola Right Now comes up next.
Fox News News. I'm John Saucier. Hearing today from National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, on a recent Israeli airstrike in the city of Rafah this weekend, says the United States does not want to see a ground operation in Rafah.
We still don't want to see the Israelis, as we say, smash into Rafah with large units over large pieces of territory. We still believe that. And we haven't seen that at this point. But we're going to be watching this, of course, very, very closely.
Well, the strike reportedly killing at least 35 people. Closing arguments today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial, Trump attorney and Missouri Attorney General candidate Will Sharpe said the former president's legal team did their job.
We have made the case quite persuasively that there was no business records fraud, that the business records in question were accurate.
And the prosecution continuing with their closing arguments, former president facing 34 charges for falsifying business records. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Uh-oh, after today's market close, American Airlines slashed its spring quarter revenue outlook and forecast an adjusted per-share profit below what analysts had been projecting. The carrier did this via a regulatory filing. In response, shares of American Air are taking a nosedive, a slide of 7% in after-hours trading. Stocks ended the regular Tuesday session mixed. While the Dow Jones Industrials dropped more than 200 points, the S&P 500 edged up 1 point, and the NASDAQ Composite leaped 99, ending above 17,000 for the first time, a record close. Something new and not so cheap from Porsche. The luxury car company today revealed the first ever hybrid version of its iconic 911 sports car. The 2025 911 Carrera GTS Hybrid from the German automaker, powered by a newly developed 3.6-liter boxer hybrid engine that produces 532 horsepower, will have a starting price of $165,000. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. The Boston Celtics had one of the easiest roads to the NBA Finals ever. The Heat were without Jimmy Butler. Donovan Mitchell missed two games for the Cavs, and so did Tyrese Halliburton for the Pacers. The playoffs technically started for the Celtics on April 21st, but all along we really knew the playoffs for Boston wouldn't really start until game one of the NBA Finals, which you now know tips off on June 6th, and anything short of four more wins for the Seas is a failure. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road. Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad. Rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles. And quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. In my line of work, I've seen firsthand how fast the world can change. And with geopolitical risks and rising inflation, it's time to take action now. For me, that means gold. And for gold, I exclusively trust Advantage Gold. I urge you to do the same. Call them now at 800-900-GOLD for a free gold guide. Mention my name and receive a bonus $1,300 gift. So don't hesitate. Call 800-900-GOLD today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491 and the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We do have a confirmation of a traffic incident. If you are traveling northbound on North Davis Highway, this is just past Creighton Road and approaching I-10, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some issues still on Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. That also is on Palafox Street, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile as well. Yay. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still giving us the typical evening traffic. We're used to it. Giving us Mobile Highway. This is if you are traveling, let's see here, towards West Fairfield Drive. We do have some backups in that area, though it is nothing too severe at this time. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound on, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound approaching Highway 87. And I was prepared to say Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but the issues we had there have seemingly cleared up.
All right, very good. Here's Joe Neubauer with the forecast.
Another hot and sunny day ahead for Wednesday across Northwest Florida. We'll continue in the low to mid 90s. Lots of sunshine. Please stay cool out there. Have lots of water and sunscreen if you plan to be out for an extended period of time. Thankfully, Thursday and Friday, the temperatures come back down into the mid to upper 80s. By the weekend, we're in the middle 80s squarely, but some chances for rain begin to crop in for Saturday and Sunday. Stay tuned. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. 5:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Taking a look at what's happening around national news today. The man who attacked former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, with a hammer, resentenced today due to a court error. The judge who sentenced David DePapp to 30 years in prison says she made an error by not giving DePapp a chance to speak in court. DePapp, of course, broke into Pelosi's home in San Francisco nearly 2 years ago, and body camera footage captured DePapp striking Paul Pelosi with a hammer. The Trump and Biden campaigns today trading barbs outside the courtroom where former President Trump's hush money trial has been taking place. Trump's senior advisor Jason Miller denouncing actor Robert De Niro's involvement in President Biden's re-election campaign.
And the best that Biden can do is roll out a washed-up actor. And don't worry, my remarks will be shorter than The Irishman. I won't make you suffer for 3 hours. But the best they can do is roll out a washed-up actor.
Why, harsh. It's a little too harsh, I think. But,
De Niro's been harsh on Trump, to be fair, that's but true. Still.
De Niro claims that Trump will never leave office if he's reelected.
All right. So what stories have you not done? Because I just had to take a phone call.
Let's see. So we did the first one and then that one.
Okay, cool.
So that's it.
Four former Memphis police officers charged with the murder of Tyre Nichols are in federal court today. Demetrius Haley, Tadarius Bean, Emmett Martin II, and Justin Smith have pre-trial hearings both today and Wednesday ahead of their federal hearing in September. On Friday, they will have a pre-trial hearing for their state charges. A fifth officer, Desmond Mills Jr., pleaded guilty to federal charges. Nichols died 3 days after being beaten by the officers during a traffic stop last year.
By the way, I think it's a little bit funny that I think it's not funny that it happened, but with the resentencing of David DePop, so he was sentenced to 30 years in prison last week.
Yeah.
The judge went home and said, oh my gosh, I forgot to give him the opportunity to speak, so I have to wipe that sentencing away. So he comes back in to court, gets resentenced, gives an apology, and then the judge is like, all right, 30 years. And that was it.
So. Well, they just want to make sure, you know, everything's in order.
That's right. Decently in order.
Yes.
The Democratic National Committee is holding a virtual roll call to nominate President Biden as the nominee before the Democratic convention in August. So that move is to ensure Biden can get on the ballot in Ohio. So I suppose that Ohio lawmakers wouldn't need to convene this week for a special legislative session to address that.
Mm. And another American facing 12 years behind bars for possessing ammunition in Turks and Caicos will be returning to the U.S. Tyler Weinrich of Virginia was given a three-week sentence and is now free to leave the islands after paying a $9,000 fine this week. Brian Hagerich was arrested for having ammunition in his baggage earlier this year while trying to return to Pennsylvania with his family.
Mm. 542, taking a look at what's happening around the world of sports tonight. It's another game four. In the NBA, the Mavericks up 3-0 against the Timberwolves. I did not see that coming at all.
I don't think anyone
grossly did. Underestimated the Mavericks' defensive prowess.
I am the exact same way.
I thought that the Timberwolves would gentlemen sweep them. That was my official prediction, 5-1 or 4-1. But it's Mavs up 3-0, and then after the Celtics won 3-0, Austin, you said and did the research on this, is that this would be the first time in ever, right? That,
I believe so.
Both Western and Eastern Conference finals would be won on sweeps. So.
Yeah, we've had a couple of times where it's like as I said, I thought it may have been the KD Warriors. In 2017, the KD and Golden State, they swept their opponent, and then like the Cavs gentlemen swept their opponent.
Okay.
So we've come close, but this would be the first time ever that it officially has happened, to my knowledge. But yes, we've got Timberwolves at Mavs. That's game four tonight. You can catch that at 7:30 on TNT. And then also at 7 o'clock on ESPN, we got the Rangers at Panthers. That's the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL. The Rangers are up 2-1 there. We've got some local, quote unquote, teams that we'll be giving some updates on or in hour three, because let's see, in about 10 minutes, we've got Rays and Athletics getting underway in the MLB, and then later on this evening, it's Braves and Nationals at 6:20, and also Marlins at Padres at 8:40. And just a couple of quick headlines here, and then this one, we'll stick with the MLB theme. Infamous umpire Angel Hernandez is retiring effective immediately after over three decades of officiating in the MLB. Despite being well-liked amongst his fellow umps, Hernandez developed a hideous reputation for consistently making bad calls. Joe, you made a quip last hour that no one's really going to be weeping
no, nobody's
too much.
Upset about this at all.
But nonetheless, very big news, though, because of that. And then in golf, we've got Lexi Thompson. She has announced that this will be her final season competing full-time on the LPGA Tour. That's per ESPN. The 29-year-old prodigy, she turned pro in 2010 at age 15. She has 11 LPGA victories to her name so far.
Okay.
So good for her.
Yeah, for
sure. A far more promising legacy than that of Hernandez, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, a professional golfer, I mean, it's really all up to them to determine whether or not they're going to be good or not. but if you're an umpire in Major League Baseball, you have such a strong union that has protected Angel Hernandez for years, despite consistently ranking as one of, if not the worst umpire in Major League Baseball year after year. A lot of his calls very publicized. He's had situations where players on both sides, even the ones that were getting the calls, were like, dude, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And I think it really just got to a point where the union or Major League Baseball was like, look, man, we got to do something here because it's really bad. And so, I mean, the timing is pretty curious because, I mean, it's May.
No, it is weird timing, but I will say we hear about poor officiating all the time, but when you are one guy and everyone is singling you out and this is over several years, I mean, come on, you got to be doing something wrong. 5:45 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. A couple of accident reports going around Pensacola currently. North Davis Highway, if you are traveling northbound, this is approaching Olive Road. We've got some backups that have worsened since our last update. They're going to push you past Creighton Road, so be on the lookout for that. Also, Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road had an accident there last hour, still causing some issues traveling northbound there. Then Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 still has some issues as well. No accident in that area, though. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Another hot and sunny day ahead for Wednesday across Northwest Florida. We'll continue in the low to mid 90s. Lots of sunshine. Please stay cool out there. Have lots of water and sunscreen if you plan to be out for an extended period of time. Thankfully, Thursday and Friday, the temperatures come back down into the mid to upper 80s. By the weekend, we're in the middle 80s squarely, but some chances for rain begin to crop in for Saturday and Sunday. Stay tuned. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. 5:46. Today, student academic workers at UCLA starting a strike. Here's Daniel Martindale.
The workers are represented by United Auto Workers 4811, which recently authorized a strike. Union members are upset with how University of California campus has treated their rights to free speech during recent pro-Palestinian protests. Union leaders also say universities disciplined and suspended employees just for peacefully protesting. The strike began at UC Santa Cruz last week and will also begin at UC Davis today. The UC system has filed its own unfair labor practice complaints against the union, saying its labor contract has a no-strike provision. I'm Daniel Martindale.
And getting a tattoo can apparently increase the risk of developing lymphoma. A new study out of Sweden found that people who had a tattoo of any size had a 21% higher risk of getting the blood cancer. The risk was highest amongst those who had gotten their first tattoo within the past 2 years.
Ozempic and Wegovy could reduce kidney complication risks. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine shows that the weight loss drugs may help reduce risk of kidney failure in those with chronic kidney disease and type 2 diabetes. In participant follow-ups, risk of kidney disease was 24% lower in the semaglutide group than the placebo group.
Congratulations on being able to pronounce that. I would have butchered it. Wall Street is closing mixed. Coming off of the holiday weekend, the Dow fell as rising treasury yields and inflation concerns weighed on investor sentiment. The tech-heavy NASDAQ bucked the trend to finish above 17,000 for the first time ever. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 216 points to 38,852. The S&P 500 rose a point to 5,306. And the NASDAQ gained 99 points to 17,019.
Pope Francis apologizing for using an anti-gay slur during a meeting with bishops. Italian newspapers report he made the remark in a closed-door meeting last week while saying gay men shouldn't be allowed to train for the priesthood. The Vatican said in a statement that the Pope never intended to offend or express himself in homophobic terms, and he extends his apologies to those who felt offended by the use of a term as reported by others. That's not good for the, the Pope. I would say it's also not good for the Pope. I feel like the Pope's coming out of this like, oh, I got a leak in my camp here.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's a closed-door meeting, and then all of a sudden Italian newspapers are saying that the Pope said something out of turn.
Rat.
And there's a rat among the bishops, so... One of the bishops wants to be the next pope, I think.
Perhaps. I don't know. But speaking of people of note saying things they shouldn't be, a Massachusetts theater is apologizing over the behavior of actor Richard Dreyfuss at a special screening of Jaws over the weekend. See, the Pope, he did it, you know, in his close circle. Richard Dreyfuss, man,
he just went out
he's
there.
He's airing it out.
Yeah. Guns blazing.
Dreyfuss reportedly ranted about women in film, the Me Too movement, and transgender kids, prompting some in the audience at the Cabot Theater to walk out. After the event, the theater issued a statement of regret over the actor's comments, saying that his views do not reflect their beliefs.
You know, they rarely do.
Yes.
Austin, have you ever watched Home Alone or Home Alone 2? I know you haven't.
I have.
But, and thought to yourself, hey, I would really like to buy the McAllister's house.
I haven't.
We have good news for you.
Okay.
It is now for sale. $5.25 million is what it'll set you back, unless, you know, they're open to offers. It's in a suburb of Chicago. It's got 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms. The outside of the home still looks just like it did in the movie. The inside has been renovated. It's got a movie theater room with a Home Alone poster and a large Kevin Lego figure. And also a basketball court in the basement. So that's quite...
$5.25 million is a bit above my pay grade. I'll see if I can haggle a bit. Music fans will finally get a chance to hear a fabled album from the Wu-Tang Clan, the world's only copy of the hip-hop group's 2015 album, Once Upon a Time in Shaolin. Will go on display at the Museum of Old and New Art in Tasmania, Australia, next month. Terms of the original sale stipulated the album cannot be commercially exploited until 2103, so that's just around the corner.
Yeah.
Excerpts of the album will be... What was that?
So that's kind of weird. So they release an album, and then they say, hey, you can't release this until... Like 100 years from now?
I don't get what that's about either. Excerpts of the album will be played during listening sessions twice a day, starting June 15th until June 24th.
Awesome. All right, 5:51. We'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to wrap up hour number two next.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the Navarre Beach Bridge replacement proposal that was brought to the Santa Rosa County Commission last week, and why it's no surprise the county commissioners are not eager to adopt a toll bridge in an election year. Also covered the speech, commencement speech given by Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez at PCC about a week ago. Very interesting, faith-oriented speech. And talked with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. You can listen to all of those podcasts on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 5:55 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not a ton going on. We still have some slight congestion on Pensacola Boulevard, as if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, and still got some pretty heavy backups on North Davis Highway. This is if you're traveling northbound approaching Olive Road. It's going to have you backed up a little ways past Creighton. Both of those issues have been caused by accident reports, so be on the lookout for those areas there. Last major spot's going to be if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. Outside of those spots, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
All right, here's Joe Neubauer with the forecast.
Another hot and sunny day ahead for Wednesday across northwest Florida. We'll continue in the low to mid-90s, lots of sunshine. Please stay cool out there. Have lots of water and sunscreen if you plan to be out for an extended period of time. Thankfully, Thursday and Friday, the temperatures come back down into the mid to upper 80s. By the weekend, we're in the middle 80s squarely, but some chances for rain begin to crop in for Saturday and Sunday. Stay tuned. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
Pretty interesting story coming out of Kansas today. I saw this as I was scrolling through X earlier this afternoon.
Okay.
Of course, Austin, in the broadcast industry, the lesson number one on the first page, the first sentence, is to always act like the microphone is on at all times.
Sure.
And in Kansas, so there's like a state girls' state soccer tournament, right? And there's a NFHS. I think it's a network that has like a lot of different partnerships where people can, you know, like grandma and grandpa can watch their grandson or granddaughter play in a streaming match. And so they will contract local announcers to call the games.
Okay.
And so it is at halftime of one of the games. And this announcer, Toby Moore is his name, thought the microphone was off. It definitely wasn't. And he had a 2.5-3 minute diatribe conversation with somebody else in the booth, and just among the things that they were talking about was just how pathetic the play was on the field. And then quote, a bonus though of calling high school soccer girls soccer for high schools the soccer moms.
And
so this went on for 4 minutes. And he even said, Toby said, quote, this conversation never happened, by the way.
Wow.
We'd get in trouble. I would have never had this conversation if whoever was sitting in that chair, we've been around long enough, we know what we're doing. Except
you
that
didn't.
Mike was on the entire time, and Toby has since been fired, so...
As he should be.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. There was a wedding reception in Indiana earlier this month where a scuffle broke out and it culminated in the groom firing a gun and shooting a guest in the hand in the process. Indiana State Police responded to a 911 call on May 18th about a possible drunken shooting at a wedding reception. The festivities were winding down and there was an argument between a wedding guest and his wife who was accusing him of flirting with another guest. Somehow the groom got involved, started fighting the flirter. A gun was pulled, there was a struggle over it, and the gun fired, hitting yet another male guest in the hand, that poor guy. The groom denies he intentionally pulled the trigger. He told police the gun just went off during, quote, all the rustle and bustle. Both the groom and the flirting man were arrested and charged with battery and criminal recklessness with a deadly weapon, and it sounds like the man who was shot in the hand will be okay. Well, there's something. That's a good preamble to good news, I'd say.
Yeah, for sure. Looking at some good news, let's see, which one did you do?
I haven't done any of them.
Okay. Oh, you said good news, I'd say, right? Isn't that what you
said? I said a good preamble to good news.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. I'm with you. A 19-year-old man is lucky to be alive after falling down a 400-foot canyon in Washington State.
Very lucky.
The Mason County Sheriff's Office says the man was walking off-trail along steep terrain under a bridge when he slipped and fell over the weekend. Police say it's amazing he survived the fall with only minor injuries. Something that I actually was thinking to myself today. My fatal flaw is watching... any sort of tragedy, like a plane crash or a guy like falling off of a 500-foot bridge and being like, you know,
I would have taken that.
I think I could survive it. I don't know why. I mean, I am not at all in peak physical shape, but I just like, you know what? I think I would have, in the moment, been able to position myself. I would have braced myself enough for impact. I think I would have been...
I drink a lot of milk. My bones would have been
What? I haven't broken a bone in my life because of how much milk I drink, so maybe that's why.
Who knows?
But am I the only one that thinks that way?
I hear a lot of people do, but they shouldn't.
Yeah.
That much is true for sure.
All right. Well, that'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up now on Pensacola right now.